set your goals high and set your achievements high, that you want to go on and play at the highest level of football possible. But more importantly, what I try to talk to the guys about is, if you're an outstanding athlete or an outstanding footballer, try to be a better person than what you are an athlete. And if you can come away with that, you're certainly going to have a lot of tools once your football career is done.
Now, we've got more than 100 kids running around here at the moment, but I cannot see a Brisbane jumper anywhere, Chris.
I think a lot of them jumped on the wagon when we were going really, really good, and a lot of them jumped off really quickly too. But there's a few people that know about Brisbane, but it's one of those things that we're in New South Wales. There's not too many Brisbane people around. I guess if we went up into the NT and SA and those sorts of places, there'd be a few around.
Well, we've got Brent Staker up there at the moment, and he's hoping to bounce back after some knee problems, and he's certainly a good acquisition.
Yeah, he certainly is. He's been an outstanding, has he had a great contribution towards the West Coast Eagles, and unfortunately he hasn't gone that way for him in Brisbane, but I think once he gets his rehab and everything sorted, I think he'll come back and he'll provide something for the football club in Brisbane and be able to give a relief to obviously Jonathan up forward, but certainly give a relief to Daniel Merritt down at backline as well. So I think he's a bit of a swing man forward and back, but if he can get his body right and get back on the field, I think he'll be a massive inclusion into the Brisbane Lions side.
During your playing days, you were known as a hard-at-it player. You were pretty tough. Dean Solomon fits in that category as well, another former Broken Hill boy who plied his trade here as a youngster. How did you rate him as a competitor?
Yeah, look, I know Solly pretty well. He's obviously on the Gold Coast at the moment doing the assistant role up there and doing a fantastic job. I come up against Solly a couple of times through the year, but yeah, he's a tough customer as well. And when he then went over the Frio and had a bit of a stint there, he's a guy that sees ball, gets ball sort of thing, and doesn't mind the contact and doesn't mind the rough stuff either. But when he was up and going in his prime, he was probably one of the best midfielder half forwards going around, and then come a defender as well. So he's a pretty good utility to sort of have in your side when he was up and going fit.
Not that long ago, there was a guy by the name of Taylor Walker who kicked 7 goals here at the Jubilee Oval to win a grand final for North. He's a pretty handy acquisition at the moment as well.
Yeah, look, Tex has got a good name, good reputation here. He's he's a homegrown boy here in Broken Hill, and he's a great ambassador for the game. The way he goes about his football, he's 60 metre drop punt kicks, and the ability for him to be able to swing a game within a quarter or two is a great asset to the Crows, but certainly it's a credit to himself to be able to be that key forward.